This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
All right, let's do radio, huh? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We're not waiting for the beat to drop.
Got no time
for it. We are late. We got things to get to. We only get 4.5 hours here, so let's get after it. 3 o'clock today, Adam Gold from Carolina. He works radio where the Canes play. He's going to join us to preview the Canes and the Capitals right at 3 o'clock and 55 minutes. And Eric Edholm of the NFL did power rankings, has the Commanders sixth. Want to get his breakdown on why Washington is the sixth best team in the NFL. That's at 5 o'clock. But here is the big headline today.
Yeah, man.
In addition to those two guest spots, we're giving away Caps Canes Game 1 tickets to Round 2. The game is tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Puck drop at Capital One Arena on Tuesday night. That's tomorrow. So we've got tickets for you every single hour of our show today. We're going to give those away at the tail end of the hour. So when we say goodbye to end an hour, generally right about 53 minutes after, about 7 minutes to the top of an hour, it's when you're going to want to be listening. We're going to be giving you the cue to call to try to win Caps tickets all show long.
We're giving away Washington Capitals playoff tickets, dude. It's not like a December game next year against the Wild or something. Like, Hurricanes, man. It's time. They finally announced when they were going to play after it seems like a month off. Carolina will have gone exactly a week. Washington, 6 days in between. I know why. They're waiting for the other playoff series is to finish. I just need you to get your ducks in a row so the teams know, so fans know, people can make plans accordingly.
That's also
whatever.
Unnecessary to me.
Well, yeah.
The series that hadn't ended yet and over the last two nights in game sevens, by the way, amazing hockey. The last two nights, we had a team score with 2 seconds left to push a game to overtime and eventually win in double overtime on home ice last night in Winnipeg. But those were both Western Conference series. The Eastern Conference teams were all buttoned up.
That's a good point, actually.
They've advanced. Yeah. There's no reason to wait for the West. They want to do this all based on TV schedule and have A and B games every night in the early and late windows. And that seems like your problem to me. I mean, to screw over the teams, and someone will say, oh, well, it's good for the Capitals or it's good for Carolina to rest and to wait. The teams didn't want to sit there for 72-plus hours not knowing when they were playing their next hockey game. I can assure you that. But alas, on Saturday night after a Wednesday advancement, the Capitals found out games 1 and 2 are at home Tuesday and Thursday. So that's tomorrow and Thursday. Then they're back on the road Saturday, Monday in Carolina. My only annoyance with the schedule, I would say, the way it worked out, the Caps do not get a weekend home game. Carolina, potentially, depending on how long the series goes, will have Saturday home games twice over the next couple of weekends, which just generally is a louder, more energetic, festive atmosphere because you're downtown pregame and longer, closer to the game.
That's what your whole day is centered around.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not like rushing over from the office and trying to get there by puck drop and throwing on your jersey over your shirt and tie. So the Caps don't get a Saturday game, which is a bummer. But we should lay out our schedule too, Danny, because we got a lot going on.
We're busy little bees. So we told you this. When the Caps have home playoff games, we're hanging out at City Tap Penn Quarter. Caps have home playoff games. You'll note that old Fanny Mouillet and Aaron Rant Galson, maybe? I tried to do the bet. I couldn't do it.
That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
What was the point of all that?
I got a little too far down the line. Anyway.
Aaron Grant,
we're going to be at City Tap Penn Quarter, and we're hanging out. That place rules, by the way, so we'll have guests come by. You guys come by. Great food. Atmosphere is awesome. It's just a block away, a couple blocks away from the entrance.
John Walton, voice of the Capitals, will be on site with us tomorrow at 3 o'clock live to get ready for the game. We'll be there from 2 to 6:30 on Tuesday and on Thursday. But that's not it. On Monday, for game 4, we're going to Bethesda. We're going to be at Caddies in Bethesda. So game three is going to be Saturday. Game four is Monday. And for that game four on Monday night, a week from today, we'll be out in Bethesda at Caddies, where we've had a couple of watch parties.
Yeah, so thank you very much. Yeah, we watched Ovi score some goal that felt pretty significant from Caddies in Bethesda, which was awesome. That place has been so welcoming. So we are out. We're busy little bees, my friend. We are out and about, ready to rock and roll. We want to give you tickets, and we want you to come hang out before the Capitals play.
But let's get to the news of the day, because it is gigantic. The NFL draft is coming to Washington, D.C. This is going to be one of the great sporting events that has ever been hosted in this city. And in terms of the number of people that will come to D.C. to enjoy an event, this is about as big as it gets. You could maybe compare it to a Super Bowl or a World Cup or something like that. But you've seen the NFL draft's traveling roadshow the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw the aerial shots of, over the span of a full weekend, over a million people descending upon a town with a couple hundred thousand in Green Bay, right? D.C., on the mall, destination location, people being able to go tour museums and do things. This will be the spring break location for everyone across America that's a football fan. Families will be coming here and spending days, I'm sure. It's an amazing thing for the city, for the business of DC, but in our little world here, more importantly.
Yeah.
Huge deal for us here at 106.7 The Fan, and for football fans like myself and Danny. Roger Goodell making the announcement just minutes ago over at the White House.
The draft has really become one of the great entertainment and sports events. Just a week ago in Green Bay, we had over 600,000 people attend. The year before in Detroit, we had close to 800,000. As the president remarked, we believe we'll be well over a million when we come here to D.C. in 2027. So we not only believe it's a great site, we believe it's consistent with what the president said, which is investing in our communities, investing specifically here in the nation's capital, one that I grew up here in Washington, D.C., and is particularly important. We think we can have a tremendous impact on this community, and it will not just be an event. It will be something that will show the world how far the nation's capital has come and where it's going. So we're very excited about that.
Roger Goodell's getting used to that Amtrak route down 95, huh? Because he was here for the stadium announcement a week ago. Now he's here for this announcement. There's going to be all kinds of other stadium things and draft things he's going to have to do here in D.C. But the owner of the Washington Commanders was in the Oval Office as well. What a week for Josh Harris. 1 week ago, he gets a deal struck with the mayor to try to bring football back to D.C. Now he's got to get some votes from city council. And today, he delivers on what has been a multi-year effort by his ownership group. I mean, I first heard from members of the organization probably 6 months ago that they were closing in on the NFL draft. But this has been a full year of really feeling like they were getting closer and closer. And today they were able to get it done.
What a great day for Washington. I mean, to host the NFL draft in 2027 on the mall, I believe we'll get over a million people, and it's going to be an amazing day, and it'll showcase what Washington's all about. But it'll also showcase what our country's all about. Washington is the gateway city to our country. And, you know, it'll be an amazing day, and we can't wait to get started. And I couldn't have done it without my partners, Roger Goodell, thank you, and Mayor Muriel Bowser. And we're ready to get to work. And I can't imagine RFK coming back. I grew up here. D.C. used to stop and on Sundays, and everyone would be inside watching football, or everyone would be glued at the stadium. And so we want to bring that back. And football really is as existential to the culture of America. We all love it. We all watch it. And it brings people together. And so what a great way to celebrate the United States of America, the NFL, and the Washington Commanders. And President Trump, we leave on your desk.
Thank you.
A Trump jersey. You are the ultimate command.
Josh Harris at the White House today making the big announcement.
It was such a strange sight, by the way. People with all sorts of, you know, different backgrounds, invested interests, just sort of standing up there like it was the most normal thing in the world. I think about all the years of Snydering where everything was terrible and he couldn't do it. And they couldn't get a stadium. They couldn't make any headway. They were persona non grata. He was just outside looking in. And again, it's just mile markers. The president of the United States referenced, like, you guys have such a nice quarterback. He's a good player. What is happening?
Very surreal.
We're the cool kid.
Yeah.
People need to understand this. The big takeaway isn't that, I mean, the draft is here and it's awesome. It's going to come to town. This organization, this city, no longer are we the team where you just go to commercial break before the pick. You're like, and also ran cannon fodder and embarrassment, the laughing stock. Look at all the things that are happening. Nobody smells better than us. We've got all the threads. We're all dotted up. We're studs. Everybody loves us right now. And I like that.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm listening to that clip and watching it and I'm going, that's my owner. That's my owner right there. He's getting me a stadium in the city. He's going to try his best. He's getting me an NFL draft. He's making moves. Mm-hmm. He's making things happen. But this is a significant day. So kudos to Josh Harris and his ownership group and the team. This is massive for them. Obviously, the city, the mayor's on a bit of a heater here, if I could say that.
Yeah.
Between the press conference last week with the stadium, now this, she's heating up NBA Jam style on the sports front. The rest of you can sort out the rest as however you'd like to. And then the NFL and Goodell, because I got to say that this is the best location for a draft, though, by the way. It's cool when they do it in Kansas City at some, you know, railroad tracks or whatever the theme was there. It's going to be neat when they do it in Pittsburgh. I don't even know where it is going to be in Pittsburgh, but I'm sure bridges and things in the foreground, the background. There is not a better aesthetic. There is not a more beautiful look. There is nothing more powerful or influential or significant to this city than if you're doing something on the mall with the monument behind you and the U.S. Capitol right there. And the White House off in the distance and some of those aerial shots, you're not going to do it better than Washington, D.C. Sorry, yeah, it's just not going to be done better.
And that's the deal.
And if you're the league to get a million people to come down to the mall, it's awesome. So today you go to the White House and you build a bridge. By the way, I think the relationship that you need there is significant as a storyline here because there's some, I guess, fear that maybe federally there could be obstacles that if there's involvement outside of D.C., you know, in the White House with the stadium, that it could be a problem. So you get over there, you build some bridges, you build some relationships, mm-hmm. you high-five some people, you say some nice things, and the relationship maybe helps you finish the stadium as well.
Yeah.
I don't think those two things are completely, undone. I think they're intertwined.
Yeah, I think they're related. I don't know exactly how or what the connection is, but it's too coincidental for me. Now, I understand there's a lot of work that went in beforehand to get the draft here. So, you know, but just the fact that there's an announcement within a week of stadium type stuff getting done, too hard for me to ignore. I mean, you think about how complicated DC is, though, just as a quick side to kind of illustrate your point. There are a bunch of spots in DC where if you know, walk 100 yards, you could be in three different kind of jurisdictions, right? The federal city, parks department, or just DC proper, where, you know, you're not sure who's going to cuff you and stuff if you're doing something wrong. You need all sorts of permits and approvals and all these different obstacles when you're doing stuff that's there on federal parkland or that spills over into the city. Everybody's got to be on board pulling the rope in the same direction. That was always thought to be one of those big obstacles, right? Where you're going, we'd like to have it there, but you need this permit or that permit. And they only issue those usually for, you know, super giant marches or inaugurations or whatever. And now you've got the NFL working in conjunction with everybody. City's on board, you know, Parks Department, in theory, is on board. All the feds are on board. Everybody's in on it. And it looks good.
But think about this for a second. The stadium was a non-starter before this sale. It could not have happened, period. But it certainly was off the table in the nation's capital, where everybody wanted it to be. Yeah? The NFL draft was not coming to Washington, D.C. when Dan Snyder was the owner. Or if he was still the owner. Wasn't happening. Roger Goodell's not doing a press conference, standing next to Dan Snyder for any reason. Certainly to give DC the great benefit of an NFL draft over other deserving teams. Wouldn't be happening. So you've got these possibilities, these events, these amazing things taking place for the organization. And oh, by the way, the team that hadn't won 11 games in 30 years, the team that hadn't been to an NFC championship game since your boy was 2 and in a diaper, was just in one and just ripped off 14 dubs last year. It's a new world, people. It's just so fun. It is cool to see that we're the cool kid, that we're wearing the members only jacket, that the commissioner's getting on the train to come down to D.C. to make announcements with the commanders left and right over the last calendar week. Get used to it because times have changed and it's no longer embarrassing to be a fan of this football team.
That's the summary. again, I think I try every once in a while to smell the roses, especially because there's no football games. Like we didn't lose to the Cowboys this week, or the Eagles beat us the NFC title game, or something like that. And I can think about how far we've already come from the moment where we all read that tweet that finally Dan Snyder, who was still trying to hold on to the thing in the 11th hour, we now know that officially, when it finally was rustled away from that little twerp, and the sale is happening, he faxed that letter, we wished the Harris Group well, et cetera, et cetera. From that moment, look at the renaissance. Look at it. Go in every department, in every area, by any measure, you would say, not just an improvement, because it's easy to improve from a negative. It's easy to improve from zero. It's easy to improve from the worst. But a dramatic and substantive rocket ship up into the stratosphere towards not only normalcy, not only decency, but excellence.
Yeah.
Things that were not possible. Now, not only are they possible, it's just this is what's normal now. Just winning stuff. It's tremendous.
Here's the question I want to ask people on the phones next at 800-636-1067. And I want to get your answer on this in a moment too, Danny. I am so elated about having the draft. I'm giddy. I will take my children. I will go at least to the first day. I'll probably go to two of the 3 days. I could see us hanging out there on a Saturday when it's not as busy or whatever. By then, my young guy that's coming along this summer, that isn't born yet, he'll be a couple years old, so he'll be out there. But my four-year-old, I mean, he's going to be wearing jerseys and loving life, and he'll know some of the college prospects, I bet. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. But I grew up loving the draft and going to the draft. I went to the Javits Center. I went to the Radio City Music Hall. I've been to this event several times. It's one of my favorites. What is your personal interest in attending the draft? Would you say it's low, medium, or high? You can call us now to answer that. We'll hit the phones next, 800-636-1067. It's also going to be our G&D poll of the day. You can go vote on 1067 The Fan's Twitter account. It's presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best in class service and experience. Would you consider yourself highly interested, medium interest, or low interest in actually going to the mall to take part in the draft festivities? Grant and Danny on The Fan.
We are delighted to be here with the Washington Commanders, the NFL, and the president to talk about this very exciting announcement for Washington, D.C. We believe in investing in sports because they have helped us transform neighborhoods, and the NFL bringing this event to the nation's capital will help us fill hotel rooms, our restaurants, and Americans from all 50 states will come to their nation's capital and enjoy our beautiful city and museum. So we're just delighted to be here, and we want to thank everybody for all the hard work to get here.
Massive press conference in the Oval Office about a half hour ago. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan. The NFL draft is coming to the nation's capital. I'll be there with bells on. How about you guys? 800-636-1067. Now, Danny, you are on the record many times over on this show, historically, as not wanting to go anywhere where there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do the stand shoulder to shoulder with folks in huge crowds. Times Square, New Year's Eve thing.
That's right.
That's what the vibes are for these drafts, largely. I'm sure there you could do folding chairs or blankets or whatever. It's going to feel like the 4th of July on the National Mall, what have you. What is your level of interest in dragging the Rouillets out to the NFL draft to take part in a potential, once-in-a-generation event on the National Mall?
Because it's a one-time thing, it's one of those, I'll try to get everyone to go. I know it will be met with complaint, and I know it will be met with more misery than it's worth at the end of the day, because the hype never meets the reality. But because it's not, this is the first time it's happened since 1940. I mean, it happened at the, I think the NFL draft was at the Willard Hotel when there were like seven teams, and I'm kind of exaggerating, but this doesn't happen. This is a new thing. It's very, it's historical. It's kind of a showcase. We need to take advantage of the city we live in, the opportunity that's presented. So yeah, I will try to get the family to go, knowing that I'll have resistance and complaints, and I'll end up furious.
So you're probably a medium interest.
Yeah, I'd say medium.
How would you vote medium on the poll?
Medium.
So go vote right now. It is our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day on our 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. What would your excitement level to attend the NFL draft when it comes to DC be? I'm part of the 40% that are saying high interest, 26% are medium. Now, I'm really surprised by this. 34% are saying low interest. Is that a, I'm not dealing with the traffic or the metro yes. into the city?
That's it.
Basically, anytime a million people are on the mall, I don't want to be there, which I generally am for.
Yeah, that's how I feel in general. I'm and again, I agree with everyone, and I disagree with all the bad things, and I like the good things the same way you guys do. But whenever there's a big to-do, I'd like to be somewhere else. That's just sort of generally just in terms of my day-to-day. Like, I got to go to work. I got stuff to do. I got kids. I don't really have time for it. So that's normally the thing. But this one is a something that I care a lot about. You know what I mean? In terms of football, it's part of my gig. It's part of like what puts food on the table for us. So that one's significant.
I will never go to the 4th of July celebration in D.C. on the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you that right now. That's not changing. I will never go to an inauguration again, short of a friend or family member getting inaugurated. I don't see that happening.
But if your brother gets elected, yeah, you would go.
If Sean became the president, I'd make it out. But I'm not standing in the crowd with the masses. You know what I'm saying? I better have a pretty good seat up front for that one. I went to the inauguration in 2008. I did my thing. There's a lot of people. It's too much. The metro that day was a claustrophobic mess. I'm just never doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there. I will go to this event. Here's the list for me of things like this that I would attend. Championship parades, where there's a million people in the city, and the NFL draft. And if there's some type of major Super Bowl activation like that, although it would never be that many people on the mall at any given moment for a Super Bowl week, I would do that as well, probably. But that is my short list, I think. But I have extreme high interest in going to the draft. Let's get to the calls and start with Bryce in Manassas on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, yo. Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Hey, Danny, just want to mention quickly, I've met you briefly before through Amir. That was Donnie. I don't know if you remember. You did some comedy show. So just want to mention that.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah. But first and foremost, I just heard this 2027 that they are doing it here. I'm amazed, and I'm, as junkies would put it, butt-sized to see it. But I was already actually planning on going to it in Pittsburgh next year with my wife and kid, because I couldn't believe, you know, Pittsburgh is like 4 hours away.
You were going to make the 4-hour drive. So do you guys still execute that plan, or do you just wait a year and do it on the mall?
We went to Pittsburgh last year with my daughter, who's like less than a year old, and we love Pittsburgh. Like, people think it's like, they say, armpit of America, but we loved it there.
Pittsburgh is sneaky nice.
I got family in Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh, the Steel City, the bridges. It's actually beautiful on the Ohio River there. They got the nicest ballpark in America, as far as I'm concerned, PNC Park. It's a underrated town. It's blue collar. There's a little snarl to it, right? It's like a fourth line in hockey a little bit. It's workman. But I'm a Pittsburgh guy through and through. So, yeah, I would still go. Go enjoy yourself. It's only 4.5 hours.
Seriously.
Stay in a hotel, do the tourist thing. But now you get to go to another one a year later. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Level of interest in attending the draft on the mall?
Very high. I'd say that with Mayor Bowser, Commissioner Rogers, and now Donald Trumpson on this thing, failure is not an option. I think you're going to give a shot in the neck to that RFK stadium and get those council guys out of the way. They're trying to get in on this thing. They're not in on this thing. And I'm just super pumped up.
So interesting. You think today's press conference makes you feel better about the stadium? I wanted to get into that, but why do you say that, Mike?
I mean, they got the powerhouse. They got Donald Trump in on this. They got this all coming through. I mean, he's the big boss, and this thing's rolling. So failure is not an option, and we're all going to be champions now. This is the shot in the neck that the whole D.C. needs.
Shot in the neck's tough. I like a botched cliche more than anyone. I think he's looking for shot in the arm.
Yeah, shot in the arm.
Is there such a there probably are shots in the neck.
Well, there's the dart in the neck is from old school.
You got a dart in your neck.
That's awesome. But I know what he's talking about. I mean, to me, I don't know why exactly. I'm with him.
Well, I'll tell you why. I think it got a better for trying to get a stadium in D.C. today. So my initial thought when I heard they were making the announcement today, yesterday, was I was surprised that they didn't tie the draft to D.C. to the stadium, just as a carrot. Hey, we're going to give you the NFL draft. This has been a fait accompli for a little while here. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that. But I thought maybe they could hold it over the city's head and say, you don't get the NFL draft without the stadium. Because now Charles Allen, Phil Mendelson, as they talk to whoever today, they go, we're getting the draft either way. We're going to make those tens of millions of dollars from the NFL. That's one of the big events we've been speculating that comes with a stadium, right? Not that you were going to wait until the stadium was built, but I just thought they were going to say, we will give you the NFL draft within the next 2 years if you pass the stadium deal. So I thought maybe it was a missed opportunity just from a leverage standpoint. But when I watch the relationship building that's happening, Harris goes to the White House today. Presumably there's a lunch he's going to have, the mayor's going to have. They're going to sit down with the president of the United States, and they're all going to be discussing football in D.C., the draft, this stadium. You heard the president was even talking about the beauty of the site and the aerial shot and where it's at. Somebody had been briefing him today. They're talking about that. Mm-hmm. I think this is a let's make sure he doesn't get in our way thing. Like, and I don't just mean him as much as the overall federal operation. Remember, it took one tweet from Elon Musk and the stadium thing almost went kaput, right? And I know from talking to some people with the team, they feel like they can get the city part of it done as long as there aren't, it's politics, it's whack-a-mole. Just something happens over here and next thing you know, it's a problem. So they want to, they're in the business right now of making friends with as many people as they can. And if they can go build a good relationship right now in terms of the city and bringing people back into the city and talking to the president or whatever it is, I think they feel like there could be a benefit, even if he doesn't help them, just don't hurt us. Just let us work this out. We don't need anybody to rear their head or have any issues. So I think it's all good in terms of there's nothing bad that's going to come from having a better relationship when you leave today than when you got there. When somebody has the power to make your life harder.
Yeah,
trying to get this stadium.
I smell what you're cooking. I thought of it from a totally opposite side, maybe. In so much as I refuse to believe it's coincidental. I understand that a lot of work has been happening behind the scenes on all the different fronts, and we only are now just kind of finding out about it, quote unquote, in terms of what's public. But within 7 calendar days of stadium proposal, we're locked and loaded, and now it's going before the council as soon as the budget gets submitted. And the NFL draft's being assigned to Washington, D.C., I feel like that just means we're further along than we realize. Like, this isn't just some random coincidence where a couple of doomlakers going, you know what we should do? It's go to D.C. for it. It all feels contingent. It all feels like this is all related in some major way. Yeah.
The draft in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Very possible. I just know from what I've heard behind the scenes mm-hmm. for a long time, the draft a year and a half ago was pretty close to being a reality. And the question has kind of been, is it 27 or is it 28? And that had nothing to do with the stadium. Let's go to Brian in Oxon Hill. What's up, Brian?
How y'all doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
Appreciate you making
welcome.
It, dude. Thank you.
My man, my men.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. Yeah, let's do that. But I'm highly excited. I just had a chance to go to the draft in Green Bay. I went on a sponsored commander sponsored trip. It was super dope. They paid for room and board. It was all expenses paid, and nice. We did so many great things during the trip. So we stayed for round one, and when I tell you, I had a blast. Now, somebody earlier said that expectations typically don't meet reality. Doesn't meet expectations. And I definitely feel that way most times. But when I went to Green Bay, I was like, wow, I just can't believe I'm having such a good time here. Mm.
I feel that way every time I go to that venue. It is so historical. You know, there's a football romance to it. It's just amazing. I would have loved to have been at that draft because the whole city just oozes football. They you cut them open, they bleed green and gold. It's amazing. But I think it was the mayor. Somebody said in the press conference today, you know, people from 50 states are going to be coming. True.
Yeah.
Every fan base is accounted for. It's thousands of people. One of my favorite things to do at the All-Star game I go to every year in the summer for baseball or the NFL draft or any of these events is do like a a little scavenger hunt where you cross off every time you see one of the 32 teams or 30 teams or whatever. And you're going to see 32 different jerseys from different organizations. Like, this is a football celebration nationally that you're getting to host in your city. It's amazing. It's going to be a big deal. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on the draft coming to D.C. also next. Sounds like Adam Peters and the Washington front office have a fan in Philadelphia GM Howie Roseman. We're Grant and Danny. Remember, we're giving away Caps tickets all show long every hour in our final segment. It is our final segment. So you're now listening for the cue to call on Grant and Danny. We'll tell you when to start dialing at the end of this segment coming up in a handful of minutes right here on The Fan. These are tickets to the playoffs, to game one tomorrow night against the Carolina Hurricanes. Round two, if the Caps can get past Carolina, they'll be in the Eastern Conference Final for just the second time during the Ovechkin era. To the phones we go. Ken's been waiting in Alexandria. Ken, how you feeling about the NFL draft coming to D.C.? Big news of the day.
Thanks for letting me in. I'm really happy to come to D.C. I live in Alexandria, so I don't have to worry about a lot of the traffic, maybe some spillover, restaurants and stuff like that. But if you paid me $1,000 in cash to go there and be there the whole time, I would not do it. I'm not going there in person.
You sound like my dad. In fact, I was reminiscing with my pops today on the phone. So many years ago, my mom and I went to the NFL draft. I was probably 12 or 13. I was at the draft when they drafted Laron Landry in the first round. I was at the draft when they drafted Sean Taylor and Chris Cooley, like several drafts over the years. But I said, Dad, did you ever go to the draft with me or just mom? He's like, oh, absolutely not. That's not for me. He's like, I would not have gone to that. And so he reminded me, I didn't realize, that he took my sister. My two older brothers were old enough that they were either home alone in Virginia or out and about doing things, whatever. But this was obviously New York. So the four of us went, mom, dad, me, and my younger sister. And he said a couple of times when he would drop us off there, or we would get in a cab and go over from the hotel, he and my sister would just go sightseeing. So they went to the Empire State Building or did tourist stuff in New York all day long when we went to the NFL draft. But my mom has always been a huge sports fan, big football fan, and she got into it and excited like I did. So that was kind of our thing. But there are people like that, like my pops and like him. Hey, cool that it's in D.C.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good for everybody. Go have a blast. Let me know when it's over because I'm not going to be going or probably watching it either.
By the way, I respect that opinion a lot where you go, you recognize like you're not doing the, well, it's me. I may have to wait in more traffic one day. You recognize that it's good for the city, but you don't have to actively participate. It no problem there.
Could be good for Virginia.
In sure. Fact, it not good for everybody.
Be. It 100% will be. Like, shtick aside, if I'm smart, I'll start planning now. Airbnb my place in Northern Virginia for like those 4 days for a really good price and just go get everyone to go to Cape Charles or stay with my parents. Seriously. Or whatever and make some good cash out of it. John's in McLean. What's up, John? How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Frequent listener. Okay, so let me first preface to say I love the NFL. I've been watching the Commander Skins since the George Allen days, and I'm thrilled the draft is coming to D.C., but there was no way I would go downtown to watch this. I'm going to watch it on TV. I can get a drink. I can hear the commentary. I can walk away. I can come back, wait till the picks are in. And there's no way I'm going to go downtown and watch this. Also, I'm a little frightened it's going to get politicized. I'm really nervous that Trump's going to find a way to hijack this thing, and that bothers me.
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like, and frankly, I don't want to double-click because I just agree with everybody listening right now, like every single one of you.
Yeah.
We think the exact same thing about everything.
Right.
So that's the nice thing about this show.
Yeah, it's
we
great.
Always agree with all of you, every one of you. But look, that's off my radar. You can't ruin this thing, as far as I'm concerned. Will there be NFL draft picks made? Is the stage going to be in front of the Washington Monument with the Capitol in the background or whatever? Then I'm going to find a way to be okay.
So, but I wonder what that, well, who knows? I mean, as you said, there's no reason to go far down that road. Like, the Nationals World Series wasn't ruined for me, right? He threw out the first pitch one time. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's a moments are moments, but you still got hours and hours of telecast and draft that are not whatever that is. Well, so I understand your point, I guess.
I have this crazy ability. And it didn't used to be crazy, but it's super crazy in 2025. So Everybody, real quick, throw your big boy and big girl pants on and just hang out with me for a second in Adultville.
Here we go.
But I am able to not have my relationships with people changed based on how they feel politically. And like, if I'm at a baseball game and someone throws out the first pitch, I'm just going to still watch the game and be okay with it. That's just me. I'm one of those people. Now, is it possible? I mean, like, it's politics, man. These are politicians. This would be happening regardless of who was in the White House. Mm-hmm. It started with someone else in the White House. It started with, you know, a different ownership group or what have you, right? Like, today isn't really about that office, but your job, essentially, what happens is whenever that's your gig, is to put your finger in it and claim victory. And certainly that's what's going to be happening. But that kind of stuff is just not going to cross my desk as much as it will with some people. I want the NFL draft. I'm getting the NFL draft. People can take their victory laps. I'll be the guy clapping when the Commanders draft the fast receiver, hopefully.
Right. Yeah, comparing mocks.
Let's go to Scott in Salisbury. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, Grant and Danny. First time caller.
Oh, look at you guys coming out of the woodwork for the NFL draft.
Very cool. Love you guys. Love listening to you. But listening to all your guys, I think you've said everything I wanted to say. Because I'm getting to be an old fart. I don't want to go up and meld in with all those people.
It's so many people, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks.
It's so many people.
About like New Year's Eve and them guys are all packed together. How do you get up and go to the bathroom? You know, you take 20 minutes just to get in and out of the crowd.
Well, I hope you like porta potties.
Well, yeah, you got to stand right by one. You can never get back to it.
That's true.
Just someone's always in line from your group. You know,
thanks
no matter
for the
what.
Call, buddy. I mean, Times Square is a nightmare.
Yep.
No. And I'm not doing a bit. You could pay me $1,000. If I've got to be there for 12 hours to do that, I would respectfully decline. But I like the draft. I don't care about the ball dropping. I don't even like New Year's Eve that much sitting on my couch. I'll do it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I just don't get fired up. Is there a college football game on? I'll just make it a normal Saturday and watch that. That's kind
and then
of,
count down shortly after it ends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. All show long, every single hour, end of the hour, we're going to be giving away Caps playoff tickets. So right now, let's do that. These tickets are to Game 1, Round 2, tomorrow night against the Hurricanes. Let's give a pair away right now. Caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You are winning a pair of tickets to Round 2, Home Game 1, Caps Canes tomorrow night. Enjoy yourself on Grant and Danny Tuesday, May 6th. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Your next chance to win, if you don't win right now, is in 1 hour. Speaking of the Capitals, as they start round two tomorrow, let's preview that series. We'll talk to Adam Gold, who covers the Carolina Hurricanes down near Raleigh. He joins us next on The Fan.